welcome to another episode of the Nintendo Entertainment Podcast. I am Triforce Todd, and joining me today is WarioWell.
Okay, so apparently this whole trailer thing has got everyone a buzz, and now the director is finally seeing the criticism.
Alrighty then.
Yeah. That's pretty much my reaction to the trailer. So, and Sonic's number one fanboy who might be resigning that title, Tellius Tyler.
This is how bad or desperate I was. Like, the beginning of that trailer, when it's just the blur running, and then you see the spin dash, I was like, oh, wait, it might be okay. And then, like, then there's a scene where he's getting ready to spring off, and they just have his head lift up, and it's kind of, it's weird, but, like, not horrible. And then the rest of it happens.
The rest of it.
And you're like, I want to die. Just frank, candidly. Like, there's the worst. One is when the missiles are coming at him and they try to do that over from the X-Men movies looking thing.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, it literally looks like a kid in footy pajamas or like
a
bad
kid in
Sonic
a furry
Halloween
suit.
Costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was hopeful at the beginning when they did the Paramount logo with the rings, because I thought that was really clever. And then it just went downhill from there.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
We are of course talking about the Sonic the Hedgehog trailer, and we will be discussing that in depth in our news segment, but we got a lot of other things we're going to be talking about, starting with, what have you been playing? So I've honestly been playing very little this week, not because I don't want to, but because of work, timing, Avengers Endgame, Game of Thrones, and Data. Because on Sunday, unbeknownst to me, I was really close to my data limit on my phone. And because of watching Game of Thrones on HBO Go, thanks to my good friend, Tellius Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you give me crap for being late, but hey, I gave you that HBO Go.
Yeah. One does not outweigh the other, all right?
Yeah, they can coexist, that's fair.
Anyway, so I didn't realize that between that, watching certain things on my phone, playing Fire Emblem Heroes and other daily uses, I was like really close to my limit. So I went over my limit like about 15 minutes left into Game of Thrones. And so of course I had to tell my parents, and you know, I said I'd pay the overage charges. So I've been intentionally off my phone for the last 4 days, Monday through Thursday, because our bill restarts on like the 6th, which is Monday, I think. So I'll be fine by then. But the funny thing is that because I haven't been on my phone for the last 4 days, we haven't had another data overage, because it goes by gigs, and so that means that I really am the bad guy here in terms of data usage. So, which I don't mind. We all knew this was going to happen because I have a job that requires phone usage, and of course I have like Facebook notifications, Twitter emails, and all that stuff. But I just never thought about it until I started using HBO Go like I have been for Game of Thrones, and apparently that draws a lot of data. Who knew? So yeah, but I haven't played Tetris 99. Still haven't gotten a victory in a while, but a lot of top 10 finishes. I'll tell you what, the thing that I hate is that sometimes the buttons are so sensitive that I'll tell it to do a move, and it'll do the opposite thing, and like instead of dropping down to the spot I want it to, it drops down into a random spot that I did not want it to, and I've lost games because of that, and it sucks.
No, I hate that.
It's been happening a lot more recently, and I've tried to be mindful of it, but it just like never works how I want it to, and it's just so frustrating because I'm like, I know I'm not doing this. What is going on? So, yeah. So I'm definitely gonna like next week once I get some paychecks in, I'm probably gonna break down and get the Phoenix Wright trilogy for the Switch because I missed that series, and I want to play it on the Switch with a bigger screen and just have some fun because again, I got nothing until Fire Emblem. Oh wait, I might get Saints Row the Third. I'm still debating, but because that's the game I worked on. But I don't know. I don't know if I will. So I definitely want something to enjoy in the meantime. And you know, with three Phoenix Wright games, that's dozens of hours of entertainment. So yeah, we'll see. Why isn't Fire Emblem here yet? You said the spring, you monsters.
It's coming.
It will come.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, the sad thing is that we're already in May, which means that July really isn't that far away, so.
We just said that it's already April. Like, I feel like that was yesterday that I said that on this podcast, and now it's already May.
Yeah.
So, we're pretty much there.
Yeah. But if we're talking about disappointment in how fast this year is going between the three of us, it's going to be May. Yeah, I would like to thank our dear friend JJ for that one, because he did that to me, and I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And like, "Oh, it's a song from NSYNC." Oh, that's almost
The
clever.
song puns, the
Yeah, song
song
puns.
puns.
Song puns. Well, all right, Will, how about you? What have you been doing over the week?
Honestly, it's also happened kind of a live gaming side of things as well. Like for me, as usual, I've been playing through Faye channel, playing through Faye and going through the trials and just basically doing the basics until tomorrow, like because tomorrow is indeed the last day at the time of recording. And as far as concerned, like I know about the recent updates regarding to Faye because I apparently they are going to be doing away with the whole Blessed Gardens, since like not really, aside from getting like the blessings, there's really not much it to it. So yeah, I think the next coming update they're going to be doing away with the Blessed Gardens.
Wait, they're getting rid of the Blessed Gardens.
Yes, that at least that's
What?
what
That's
I've
a
heard.
five. You get five orbs every now and again from that.
Yeah, time, but that's like rarely, like only like a certain stages really. So yeah, so that's what they one the passionate says. I could be wrong, so don't quote me at that. That's what I've heard anyway. So yeah, on Faye, basically continuing on Faye, on anything else on the side, but as usual, been grinding on Overwatch since this is gonna be the last week of the Overwatch event. I'm trying to get my skins. So far, no luck. And see what else. Been continuing on with Trails of Cold Steel, and then after that, just paying a little bit of Tetris 99. So far, I was reached to the top 10, but unfortunately, it just broke me at that end. So overall, it has been kind of a light week, and I don't know. When you come back home from work, like I'm just like dead tired to the point. It's like, I want to play, but I have no energy. Especially when you get back home at like 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, it's like, you have no energy left. So you're going to spare like 1 hour or so. So overall, it's just been kind of a light week as well. And like, if anything else, I want to get this month or next month, probably just the second Trails of Cold Steel for PS4, or I don't know, maybe even the Final Fantasy X and X-2 HD remaster Switch. But overall, it's been light.
Tyler, now I want Tyler to specifically talk about a certain thing that he's done in terms of a mobile game.
Fire Emblem Heroes?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, I can. I have not stopped playing it since my return. I have enjoyed it. I've come in. I think I needed the time away to refresh my frustration with the game, and now that I've started to play it again, I like it a lot more. They did a nice job with the voting gauntlet. I don't know when they changed those rules. I haven't paid attention to it, like even though I only didn't play for like a month.
Yeah, it was the last one, like the one right before this. That's when they did the change.
Okay. I mean, I haven't participated in those in like forever. So yeah, I wasn't sure when they changed it, but I like the new rules are good. You can play as much as you want, pretty much, which is nice. I have actually. I think the RNG gods were like, "Oh man, you haven't played for a long time. We're gonna start giving you some cool characters." So I got Legendary Roy in the Legendary Banner and a couple others. So
The
yeah,
legendary Roy. Okay, legendary Roy. Okay.
yeah, yeah. I mean, in the end, my love of Fire Emblem is just too great for me to just not delete it forever. So I think the time away was what I needed. But I also have been playing Cuphead on Switch.
Okay.
I yeah, downloaded that. And I mean, I love that game so much. It's so much fun to me, and I am definitely the type to like ram my head against the challenge over and over and over. And I'm good at platforming games. That's just kind of been my thing. So getting through the game wasn't really an issue. Now I'm trying to 100% everything on expert, getting the no hit runs and the you have to do a whole bunch of things to get S ranks and it's very difficult. There are a lot of bosses, and some of them take forever. Some of them are kind of easier than others, and it seems almost random. Like some of the world one bosses, like the frogs on expert were really, really tricky for me. Whereas a lot of the candy lady in world two, she was kind of easy. So the difficulty is all over the place, and I'm sure that some people will have super hard time with the candy lady and not with the frog. That's just everybody's different in how they approach the game. But if you haven't gotten Cuphead, I highly recommend it. It is great on Switch. I played it on Xbox when that came out as well. I can't see any difference. The load times are slightly longer on Switch.
Well, that makes sense. It's just about processing power, so.
Yeah, that's the only thing, and it's hardly noticeable. The only time it was noticeable was, well, really noticeable was against King Dice, because that fight there's like a bunch of mini bosses before you fight King Dice, and each time you go to a new loading screen, and that did slow that fight down a lot.
Right, right,
But
right.
outside of that, there was really, and if you didn't play it, you wouldn't know that it's faster on the other versions, so.
Right. Because I know on the King Dice boss, like there's a lot happening on the screen at one time. So yeah, granted, it will probably be a little bit like. Were there any like frame drops?
Sorry? Oh, no
What?
frame drops. No frame drops.
Ah, okay,
No, I was
impressive,
playing a
impressive.
single player. I don't know what it's like if you get the other, if you're playing two player, if it's worse, because there would be more stuff on screen, a lot more stuff on screen. But that actually brings me to another great point. I love that you can play as Mugman. I think I'm more of a Cuphead guy, but I love Mug as well, so I'll switch back and forth between the characters. They're exactly the same. There is no difference. But one's Mug and one's Cup, and you gotta love them both.
Oh.
Sure. Whatever you say, Tyler.
That's true. That's very true. I highly recommend Cuphead. I also finished my review for Monster Boy and the Cursed Kingdom, so you should check that out as well. That was a fun game too.
There you go. I'll make sure to link it into the to the post on Outer Haven. So.
Yes, please do.
All right. So, outside of a certain trailer that we're going to scathingly loathe and destroy later on, there has been some other pieces of news, albeit somewhat small, but significant enough. So it's time to go down the warp pipe, and we're going to start with a battle that I didn't know I wanted until I saw it on YouTube: Wario versus King DDD in Death Battle. Oh my gosh! Okay, I'm going to drop spoilers on here, so if you have not seen this Death Battle, go to YouTube, watch it. Prepare to laugh, prepare to cry, and then we can debate whether they got it right later. King DDD won. All right? And they spelled out why, but the fight itself was by and large the most hilarious death battle fight in history. And I don't want to spoil why, but I will say that it does involve a Gordo getting
Spoil
hit.
why? Spoil why?
Okay. There were two main things that were hilarious. Okay, there were three hilarious things. Number one, the whole fight took place in a steel cage match, which is a reference to the recent Kirby games. And in the audience, because there's obviously got to be an audience for a steel cage match, they had a Waddle Dee who was like the super fan, and they had it like going crazy over the fact that Masked DDD was there. And then there was Wario Man at the beginning of the fight, which I liked, and because usually would save that for the end. And so they eventually get unmasked, and so Waddle Dee and the Goomba are like, "Wait a minute, Wario is Wario Man, and King DDD is Masked DDD," and then they're like, their minds literally get blown up. So that was just a nice little piece of storytelling. Number two, DDD tries to inhale Wario, which I actually said would be the way he would win in my personal preview on my YouTube show, Todd Talks. He tried to do that. Failed to do that and got a waft in the mouth.
Yes, that was amazing. That was
Yeah.
amazing.
And if you remember the Super Smash Bros. Trailer where they debuted Wario, that's exactly what happened. Nuclear powered fart.
In
And
his
then,
mouth.
in his mouth. In his mouth. So think about the logistics of that. He farted in his mouth, and yet it did not kill DDD. And yet, it was enough to expound out of DDD and blow up an entire arena, killing hundreds. Like, there are people in the arena when the fart goes off. So, it
That
killed
is
hundreds.
tragic.
That is tragic. Okay, but finally, after enlarging themselves through various means, just go with it, Wario decides to use another waft to try and kill him, to try and kill DDD. So, what does DDD do? He pulls out a Gordo, hits it with his hammer, and plugs a certain hole in Wario.
Ah,
And
yep.
then Wario blows up. It's so wrong.
I guess so they say ghouls are indeed a pain in the ass. I mean, they are a pain in the ass in Smash, they are a pain in this match as well. So yeah, Gordos are pretty much a pain anywhere, yes.
Well, I guess you could also say that King DDD doesn't need a putter to get a hole in one.
Oh, God.
Now, I'll be honest here. When I was doing my research for this battle, I picked King Dedede, but I was worried because Wario is just so weird. All right, he's got a lot of power-ups like Mario. He goes toe-to-toe with Mario, Bowser, and Donkey Kong on a regular basis in some of the games, and he's shown to be, as strong as enduring as him. And I'm like, and that stacks up, but I'm like, isn't Kirby stronger than Mario because of his own feats? And eventually I was just like, I think that DDD is faster, tougher, stronger, and I was right, but dear gosh, that battle. It was so wrong, and yet I couldn't help but laugh so hard. I honestly don't remember the last time I laughed this hard during a death battle, and that's saying something because they've had some ridiculous fights. So, props to you, Death Battle. Oh gosh. And Tyler, you have to go watch it because I know you're a fan of these characters, so.
I wasn't sure what, 'cause I think, what did they do, like an early release on, I tried to find it on YouTube when I saw, I think you tweeted about it, but it wasn't there, so it must have been like an early
It
release thing that I saw and know
it
it was
released
actually
on
out.
Wednesday, so
Oh,
on
okay.
YouTube, so it's out
Gotcha.
now. In fact, I watched it before the show since I was waiting on someone to arrive. Yeah, this is my third time watching it. Because I had what I thought was only 20 minutes to delay. Oh no, I had longer. Moving on. Okay, so small piece of news on Bayonetta. As we, I think it was like last week or 2 weeks ago, we noted that Bayonetta might be moving to 2020 for its release date. And one of the reasons for that is because we think it might be, is that Platinum Games has talked about how they're changing their format in terms of how they're doing the design process for how they're making their games, period. And they're applying this first to Bayonetta 3 and possibly Astral Chain, but we honestly don't know. He goes, we are building a new foundation that in later years will pay dividends. And he goes, 2019, the studio head at Atsushi Inaba, who says 2019 will be an incredibly important year for us. Without speaking directly to the number of titles we may or may not announce, I can say it's going to be a year of some major new approaches, new challenges, and new methods for us. Basically, we're building a new foundation that'll pay dividends in the later years. For us, new challenges are going to be very important. To that end, Inaba also said that Platinum is currently designing something that has never been done before and is truly unlike anything else. Well, that's not a tease at all.
That's barely anything else, yes.
So, I mean, I they've talked in the past before about, they wanting to make sure that Bayonetta 3 is, just as good, if not better, than the other games, and they're wanting to really go and do something different with this. So, I'm all for waiting. I will wait until the game gets released, but I do hope we get to see something soon. I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while since like the 2017. Yeah, I think 2017 PGAs
Yep,
again, as you
December
said, prior
2017, that's when
before,
it was announced.
right? And it has been just almost beyond a year now since we heard anything. So,
Year and a
like,
half.
Platinum Games, as always, like again, they generally they are very good at their craft. I mean, ever since their initial the time at the Wii. So with Bayonetta 2, I mean, those games are like top notch, and. Of course, like while they're also doing other side projects, like with Astral Chain or like even with the Wonderful 101. Like again, granted there are some hit and misses, like that one Avatar game, granted. But like you, Todd, I'm all for waiting for the most part. But please, can we have a little bit? I don't mind if they even show another teaser trailer for what they show for the game, honestly. So like, yeah, at least like please whet our appetite a little bit more. Don't leave us in a total drought. I mean, hopefully we'll get some news this coming E3, but yeah, Platinum Games, I know you do your crap, but please throw us a freaking bone here.
Throw me a freaking bone here, Tyler.
Oh, sorry, I got distracted. My computer started playing music in the background for God knows why, and I'm just
Arr.
glad that you guys didn't hear it and get distracted.
Why did would we have questioned the song?
No, I don't even know what it was. It just was like a pop-up.
Oh yeah, I hate it
I
when
was
that happens.
fascinated. Yeah, it was the worst. It was one
Ad
bad.
block video. Ad
Yeah,
block video.
yes, exactly. These it must have been on like behind my screen because what was happening, and then I found it. Oh, anyway, Bayonetta 3, that's coming out at some point. We're not sure when. It's a whole thing. It's gonna be good when it comes out. So
I agree.
we have Astral Chain right around the corner.
Yeah,
That'll carry us through.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll get another trailer for Astral Chains. So.
Yeah, they've been pushing that on Sixer's Twitter. They've been pushing that on Nintendo's Twitter a lot, actually. It seems like there's constant Astral Chain updates.
Well, it is
Yes,
coming out
yes,
in
yes.
August, so.
Yeah. No, I mean, but just more than Fire Emblem, even. I mean, I guess that's not true. We were getting a nice mix of all of it.
Yeah. All right, speaking of Fire Emblem, wow, wonderful segue. They are continuing to do their character profiles for the main characters of Fire Emblem Three Houses, which is again coming out in July. I'm okay. I'm okay. All right. So according to this, Dimitri is a future king and the leader of the Blue Lion's house in the academy you will be teaching at in regards to your main character. He is the prince of the Holy Kingdom of Faragus. Faragus? Faragus?
Okay,
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just reminded of Supernatural now. I'm
That's what I was going
sorry.
for. Supernatural, played by the oh crap, what's his name?
Shepherd, Mark
Yeah, Mark
Shepherd.
Shepherd. There you go. Thank you. Yeah, Mark Shepherd, of course, but and his mother Rowena. Supernatural season 14 tomorrow on Netflix. That's what I'm doing most of the day. Moving on. So, he is the prince of the Holy Kingdom of Faragus, and he is a sincere man who is the embodiment of chivalry. However, that being said, he carries a bit of hidden darkness behind his smiles. That's not
Oh,
creepy at all.
that's a big surprise.
The one thing I will say about Three Houses that's extremely positive for me, there's a lot of good stuff about it that's coming out, but I love what we're seeing with the character profiles. I remember I had a very anti-Dimitri stance.
You did.
He's kind of growing on me, to be honest. I didn't realize that he was like deeply involved with the church, because we know the church is going to play a central role in the story.
Yeah.
So is your choice going to really change things that much? It very well could. I mean, that's kind of been a big question for me about this game, is will picking which
House.
house you side with. Thank you. That's the name of the game, me, idiot.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Three
that
houses.
house you choose. I wasn't sure how much that would affect the gameplay. Like, I figure in the beginning it would, and maybe it still will be like that. But it would be very cool if the house that you chose had a big impact on the story down the line, to add to replayability and to see the story from different angles.
I feel like it would. I think like what they're gonna do is that there will obviously be similar beats to the main story, and that's fine, but the missions you do, obviously the characters you interact with, and parts of the general story, like regards, because obviously if you whatever kingdom you're representing via the house you're helping, that's the kingdom you're gonna go to, barring a war breaking out between two of them, which, based on what we know from the original trailer, that doesn't seem like that's gonna happen. It, obviously, because it's Fire Emblem, it's kind of their thing, but it seems like it's gonna be more of a focus on, keeping these particular countries safe from whatever, and then we've got Sothis, who's gonna tie into this somehow. So I don't know. It is a big question. Hopefully, when we get that trailer at E3, we will get that trailer at E3, Nintendo. Hopefully, we'll find out more because I'm curious too, Tyler. But
Yeah.
being that the name of the game is Three Houses, houses, Tyler, houses,
Oh, houses. Okay, yeah.
houses. Yeah. I would imagine that they're going to pull a bit of a Fates or even Sacred Stones where, it's the sa it's similar characters but different stories,
Similar, yeah. And that Sacred Stones is only like an 8-chapter split. Yeah, that could be what we end up seeing, honestly, is like a similar early game, then you choose the house and there's like a branch off and they come back together.
Yeah, and if you think about it, even though at the bend the branching storylines of Sacred Stones, they both face Lion at the end. They could have it to where, each house has a different reason for fighting this bad guy, whatever it is, and that's a difference enough of the story. We don't know, obviously, but I still want it to come. I want my Fire Emblem. Is that so wrong? Yes, Todd, it is so wrong. We're delaying it again. All right, moving on. To a game that I wasn't expecting to be hearing about, Forza Street, which honestly I didn't even know was out, but it is. It's a racer from the Forza franchise on Windows 10, and it's going to be coming to mobile. And apparently, in the source code, which has been confirmed is real, There are numerous references to the Nintendo Switch, which means that it looks like we're going to get a Switch port.
Interesting.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, that makes sense given the partnership we've been seeing.
Oh, so
Right,
I don't know.
it's definitely gonna be interesting to say the least, because I the only Forza game I actually played was back during the PS2 days, like four no wait yeah I think it's like during the PS2 days. But yeah, Forza, it's kind of interesting to see at least. I mean, Forza is usually the one the more I mean, I'm not saying this is gonna go up to like Sony's brand like Gran Turismo, but yeah, Forza, it's pretty up there to say at least. So coming on Switch, it's a surprise.
I'm not a Forza guy. I'm not a traditional car racing game drive. We were talking, me and my buddies were out to eat the other night. We were talking about those types of games. And my one friend said he just would always just put it in reverse and crash into everybody while the other guy drove around the track. And that is exactly how I think 90% of people play those
He's one of
games.
those guys,
Yep.
actually.
Yeah, that's yeah. I would very much be the same way. So.
Yeah, I think I've only played Forza when it came to like demos. I think that's the only time I've ever played it, and it's fine by me. I'm the only racing game I play is Mario Kart 8, which Tyler and Will know because I've dominated them so many times in that game. So, especially in battle mode, which I totally own them. But if this does come to Switch, even though it's not like one of the major Forza titles or whatever, it's still a Forza game on Switch. So that's progress. That's progress. Yeah, all right. Next up, Retro. Retro has officially released a ad of sorts in a job listing stating that they are looking for more people to come help them with Metroid Prime 4. So this likely means that they're really getting started on the development phase beyond their own team. So that's good news because means that we're getting progress. So we're still not going to see a trailer for a long time, and that's fine. Take your time. Do it right, because we've been waiting a long time, but we last thing we want is another Federation Force or Other M. So if you think you are worthy of this honor, then by all means apply. You can look on the official Retro Twitter handle for the job listing link. So go look it up.
I mean, at least it's something. We got. I know they restarted their production again, so like, okay, we got the first signs. It's always the first step, boy. So we just gotta wait. Just wait for how long it may be. Oh God.
2022. It's more than likely 2022, which is fine.
That's just like that's so weird. That's like a definitely there's going to be a new piece of hardware out by then.
Well, we'll
Like
see.
it's just so far. I mean,
It
I'm
is.
fine with it, but
It is,
it
but
is so far.
it's the price you have to pay for a good Metroid game, and that's what we want. We want a good
Yeah.
Metroid game. I mean, we got Samus Returns, which was fine. It was great for the 3DS, which we're about to talk about, and all that, and I appreciated that game. But we want a console Switch, or sorry, a console Metroid on the Switch. We are going to get it. Nintendo realized that the first version was terrible, so bring it back to Retro. Rock on. Get us a good title. That's all we're asking for. We'll wait. It's not like we haven't waited forever. We'll wait longer.
And bring over the Prime trilogy to hold us over. There you go.
That would be a great time now.
You know,
Yeah,
they've been
that's a great
rumoring
time.
that for months now, and still nothing, so I don't know what's going on there. But we'll see. Right, finally. Oh wait, I should do this in style. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to mourn
Oh,
the
you already
death.
did this.
No, not that. That's for the other thing. That was for the other thing. This is for something else. To mourn
Oh,
the death
okay.
of the Nintendo 3DS. Look at the text,
Oh, okay,
Tyler. It
yeah,
says right
it's
there at the
different.
bottom, Nintendo 3DS. Nintendo, during their financial briefing and questions afterward, have confirmed that they are officially stopping first-party support for the Nintendo 3DS. So that we've been asking for it for about a year, but they're officially doing it now. Now, to be clear, the system is not technically dead in terms of new games because there are third parties still making titles for the 3DS, which is fine. It might get sales, it might not, whatever. But officially, the 3DS is now dead.
Kaput. I'm it's about as close to it about bloody time that's finally gone. I mean, it's been way too long now. It's like Yeah, 3DS, thank you very much for all the great times. The last game I'm gonna get for you is Persona Q2, which is coming out in June, July. So that thing I'm gonna be looking forward to. And but yeah, thank you for 3DS. I'm glad you had to meet Tomo, Miis, and all that. But yeah, it's time to move on. We have to switch. So
You have
yeah,
the
I'm thank
switch.
you for all the relationships, but we need to go. We need to go our separate ways.
Yeah.
My brother, who doesn't really follow gaming that closely but does play, texted me today saying, "Why can't they release a Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga remake for Switch?" Having no idea that they just released one for 3DS.
Yeah.
And just, there's that appetite for those games, but they just put them on the 3DS. I have no idea why. And that's really what the 3DS has been the past 2 years, is like
Ports.
once every 3 months, we get a Wii port or an old Game Boy port of a Mario and Luigi game, or
Got
WarioWare
or
that was
Luigi's
just a
Mansion.
remake of all the Wario games, basically. Yeah, Luigi's Mansion, Kirby's Ultra Epic Yarn, of course,
Yeah.
the three Mario games. So.
Look, the 3DS had a Okay, the 3DS really had a somewhat impossible job. It had to follow up the DS, which was their best-selling handheld of all time. All right, it's still a fan favorite handheld system. And now they had this 3D gimmick, which, as we noted in a Nintendo discussion a long time ago, never really panned out the way they wanted it to, even though it worked really well at times. But aside from that, they really doubled down. They made it work. They made improved models with the XL and the new Nintendo DS XL. And in terms of lifetime sales, it had 75 million. And in terms of software sales, they were nearly at 400 million. And that's incredible. So, you know, sure, it didn't live up to the sales of the DS, but it was far and away the winner of the last handheld war, which wasn't even that when you think about the
Yeah,
Vita.
it hard to
So,
call it a war.
hard to
I
call
loved
it. Slaughter.
3DS. There was a time where I would say the 3DS was my favorite Nintendo system ever, period, of all of them. I mean, I loved the 3DS. It
It
has some of my
had some
favorite
great
games
games.
on it.
Once it got rolling, it had some great games. Super Mario 3D Land, Link Between Worlds, Dream Drop Distance for Kingdom Hearts fans out there, a little thing called Fire Emblem. You know, was where you got Awakening, Fates, and Shadows of Valentia. We had a Mario Kart 7? Yeah, 7,
Yes.
which was awesome. I remember playing that a lot. Go Rob, best racer. Gosh, there was a lot. They did a lot, and it was really, and of course, Metroid: Samus Returns, which we talked about. So, oh, and Super Smash Bros., the first ever handheld Super Smash Bros. Game, which was surprisingly good. So,
Yeah.
yeah. So, 3DS, we thank you. We thank you for helping develop things even more and shutting up Sony for thinking they're superior, and further leading the way to the Switch, which is now definitely your replacement. So, but hey, 75 million in sales, hardware-wise, almost 400 million in sales, software-wise, nothing to be ashamed of. So, thank you, 3DS. We had a lot of good memories. I still have mine. I probably won't play you ever again, but hey, it's the thought that counts. And now for the news topic you've all been waiting for, the Sonic trailer. Oh, wait, I should do this in style. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to mourn the death of Sonic the
You
Hedgehog.
sound like a RPG with a bad voice actor. Like, it's a good, like, I like it, but I can totally hear, like, a Bravely Default, like, comically evil villain. You sound
Well,
like.
I was doing a mix of this announcement that I heard on a YouTube show, and I put it in a little bit of my Joker impersonation. So, yeah, I'm sure it sounds especially with this microphone, I'm sure it sounds exactly like you're describing. So,
Why?
all right, so let's get right into it. The Sonic the Hedgehog trailer. What the heck were they thinking? I mean, I heard, to be fair, I heard of this trailer via Twitter with the CinemaCon because they had showed this trailer there, and we talked earlier about, like, I don't know, like a month or so back, and I was hoping that it wasn't as bad, and we heard, like, the quote-unquote leaked photos and everything, but no. No. When I am scared, when I am scared of Sonic stretching because it does not look good, you are in trouble. All right? And we'll get to Jim Carrey in a bit, but just about everything that is Sonic, like just Sonic, is wrong, minus the voice. I'm gonna give that at least a shot. I want to hear more of it in the trailer and everything. You know, Ben Schwartz, he's pretty good. He's one of the DuckTales crew, so I don't want to harp on him too much, you know. But still, anything that's physically Sonic is wrong. Okay? His look is wrong. The teeth are wrong.
The teeth are just a crime. I mean, they really are.
Yeah. Body proportions, wrong. Speed, not bad. I mean, it's all about perspective, I suppose. But Buddy Cop show, no, how about not? His fur is electrified. Since when?
That's so weird.
That's so weird. And again, we're gonna stay away from Eggman for now because I want that to be a separate thing. But it's just so ro meow, really? I mean, Sonic, I get it, you're in another world, but I mean, even Pikachu is like, you're a hallucination. I don't know. Any gripe I have about the Detective Pikachu movie is child's play to what I have against this Sonic trailer. Okay. I don't want to see Detective Pikachu because I think it's too comedic for a Pokemon movie. I don't want to see Sonic the Hedgehog because it looks horrible. Okay, that's the difference.
Yeah, just like my impression of that Sonic trailer, like when he's yeah, that moment when he like stretches out, like you know something's in that uncanny valley, like just that you feel that conditioned response in your body's like, this is not Sonic. Like, okay, I know Sonic is supposed to be a hedgehog, but I don't even recall being hedgehog being that furry. I mean, sure,
They're not.
damn it, but this is like really furry to the point. And I mean, I'm not sure you also read this one article as well, but actually, the fur community actually distanced themselves from the trailer. They said this trailer does not represent them, which is that you know that's saying something
Yeah.
regarding to it.
There are
It's
some
like,
people who
wow.
aren't convinced that this is actually Sonic the Hedgehog. They think it's a kid in a furry suit.
And
Looks
it's
that
like,
bad.
yeah, that's stretching, and then like. Yeah, also, why the heck would you play Gangster's Paradise? Of
Okay, wait,
all the
that was
song
funny. That was
of
funny. I
all
mean,
the song choices you had to choose, why Gangster's Paradise? It's like, really?
The apparent logic, and I heard this from the Death Battle cast, which I was telling you before our podcast, was that they were trying to go like for like a retro 90s vibe, and Gangster's Paradise was a big thing during the 90s with Coolio. But Gangster Paradise, of all the 90s songs, and here's the thing, if you were gonna do 90s retro, why not get Jaleel White to do Sonic? He is Sonic from the 90s.
Yeah.
That would make so much more better. And heck, I would
Got
have
it,
even pl
juice.
play some Sonic music as well. Like, I don't know, Escape from the City from Sonic Adventure Battle 2, or even like old classic from the cartoon.
Yeah.
Something!
Just do
But
something. You know, da 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 da. Yeah, just
yes!
do something basic.
Like a remix. I don't care. Like a modern day remix. I don't care. Even cover song that would even do much more better. But yeah, that song choice is like, no. Just
And here's the
no.
thing, going back to Detective Pikachu, in the recent trailers they've been doing like I Need a Hero, which you would think would be an odd choice for a Detective Pikachu trailer, and yet because of how they cut it perfectly works with what they're showing. This does not work with what they're showing. Sonic is a punk, he ain't a gangsta. All right?
Yes.
No one in that trailer is gangsta. No one. All right. Hey, Sonic fan
Die.
number one, what do you think?
It was every bit as bad as you thought it was going to be. I mean, you knew it was going to be bad. Like we saw the pre-promotional stuff, and it just you knew it was going to be bad. But to me, the standout worst part is the one where he's sitting in the car, and like his neck is just like he just it's deformed. He's so deformed that like. There's like I mean, the close up on his face, he kind there's a little bit of cuteness in it. Like it doesn't look like Sonic, but it's kind of cute. And then you just see the rest of the body, and you're like, oh my God! Like it, yeah. No, I was stunned by how irredeemable it appears to be. Now they did say they're looking at doing some redesigns. They've heard our
Yes.
criticisms, and they are going to redesign it. Which the movie is supposed to come out in November, so that's going to be tough. That being said, if they delay it, which they should, I mean, they need to delay it. There's a lot of ways they could go. I really like one edit I saw that is based on classic Sonic that
Yes.
looks really good, actually,
See,
and even
that's
with
what's
the
so sad
fur.
about this is that when the fans take what, an hour,
Yeah,
two, and just
exactly.
modify the existing model to make it look like Sonic, It looks infinitely better. Not the best. It will never look perfect, but it's better. Now, as for what the thing that Tyler was talking about, the director of the Sonic the Hedgehog movie, Jeff Fowler, who is a self-proclaimed Sonic the Hedgehog fan, says, and I quote, "Thank you for your support and the criticism. The message is loud and clear. You aren't happy with the design and you want changes. It's going to happen. Everyone at Paramount and Sega are fully committed to making the character the best he can be. Sonic movie gotta fix fast." Oh, man. You know what? I'm saying that right now. I'm changing the title of this to Gotta Fix Fast, because that is just
That's
perfect.
good. Yeah.
Gotta fix fast. Gotta fix faster. 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 Go, go,
Yep.
go, go,
Yep.
go, go,
Yeah.
go, go.
And yeah, like I'm, yeah. Also, you also posted this as well, Todd, because like apparently the Sonic creator Yuji Naka feels responsible for Sonic's awful design, and
Yeah.
it's not really. I mean, on the base side, I understand what they're trying to go for, but one thing is I have to criticize is definitely the eyes. Like, there's not that much skin in between the eyes. You just like have
Yeah.
to just like really narrow that, and you pretty much got Sonic right then and there, like that nose bridge.
It's a few things. Number one, like you said, the eyes. The eyes are the big thing. And one of the edits I saw fixed mainly the eyes, and it looked infinitely better because it's the eyes that help shape his face. And I, while I
The
understand
neck
the
is
whole,
brutal too. You gotta
the neck
consider
is brutal too.
that.
And then there's the proportions. The proportions of the legs and the arms. And yes, I know like Sonic Boom, one of the Sonic Adventure games, had him with longer arms. And I'm not expecting what we call classic Sonic, where he's like, 90s pudgy and
Right,
everything. That's fine. We were never expecting that. We were expecting something like, Sonic X or Sonic, not Sonic
Battle,
Boom.
yeah, so
Yeah,
battle, yeah.
Sonic Battle, Sonic Adventure, Sonic Generations, the modern version we got there. Well, something that reflects the recent games. And the fur is complicated because it's the same thing with Detective Pikachu. You either go too far with the fur or you don't go far enough. And honestly, I'm about 50-50 on the fur. It's there, okay, but I don't know. It's just wrong. It's all wrong.
Right. I guess like a little less furry, a bit more sheener, like a Doberman kind of sheen, I feel
Yeah.
like.
So all right, let's get into the real question. Jim Carrey as Dr. Robotnik.
Honestly, that was probably the only redeeming quality of that trailer.
Agreed.
I gotta say, that was the only redeeming quality.
See, I disagree. I didn't like it. I really didn't
Well,
like it. Yeah, I just his Jim Carrey face is a little too much for me. It's just too much
whoa.
Jim Carrey. Like, I like Jim
And what's
Carrey.
wrong with
No, I
having more
like Jim
Jim
Carrey.
Carrey?
I like Jim Carrey, but it's just too much. It's just it doesn't do it for me. I like the comedy chops that he'll bring to the table, but it's just I don't.
Look,
I
it's. I
Eggman
don't
can be funny, but I do prefer the more serious version of the character, and I just
Look,
yeah.
it's like all things with comedy. You either like the guy or you don't. And
No, I do
I.
like him. I just
Now, hold
don't
on,
know if
hold
it's my
on. That's
Eggman.
not what I mean. It's like. Okay, a Batman Forever. Go with me on this. All right. Jim Carrey was cast to play the Riddler. All right, who is more times than not a very serious character outside of the Frank Gorshin portrayal in the 1966 Batman series. All right, he's meant to be a serious, brainy character. But when Jim Carrey did it, he played that brain, but he also played up the comedy chops. And it rubbed a lot of people the wrong way because of who Riddler is. But then a kid like me, who has liked, Jim Carrey and The Mask and Liar Liar and all of them, I loved the energy that he put into Riddler. And so it's that kind of thing. You either love the energy and the flair he's putting into it, or you don't. So, yeah, for me, I definitely felt he was the most redeeming part of the character, even though it's Jim Carrey playing Jim Carrey dressed up as Robotnik. That's literally what it is. He does nothing to his voice. That is exactly how he sounds, and he's just. When he's like berating that general, who by the way is Neil McDonough, who is a fantastic actor, and once again he's being thrown into a nameless military man. I mean, talk about typecasting. Okay, watch him on Arrow and Legends of Tomorrow. His acting is legendary. Or Justified season 3. That was a great one. Anyway, so like he's just chewing him out, and it's hilarious. But then it's like we gotta find this hedgehog, dissect him, and find out what makes him tick. And I'm like, okay. And granted, I liked that at least at the end they showed him going full Robotnik with the mustache and the red outfit, and that's cool. But yeah, you're either gonna love his portrayal of Robotnik or you're gonna hate it. So
And yeah,
yeah.
for me, like again, that was like classic 90s Jim Carrey. I mean, ever since like back in the film, even with like the Mask film,
Yeah, the
I love
mask.
him as. And like just that, yeah, as I said, the energy that he brings. I mean, sure, it is Jim Carrey. At the end of the day, he is playing Jim Carrey as Robotnik. But just like how he is, one, it does rep like really bring you back to the 90s era of like popularity of science. So that's one thing down. And Jim Carrey is like he's that unique kind of guy. A lot of people don't really like him, but a lot of people love him. He as I said, he's just that unique kind of guy, and just how he portrays Eggman here. I mean, sure, it's definitely not gonna be like very similar to the cartoon version of it because that
Yeah.
voice is legendary. Like Jim Carrey as robotic here is like okay, I can be exposed to it as well as like that you can t sense that little s sinister, maybe even maniacal sense of Dr. Robotnik in there. So, he has the potential. I mean, again, he's Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I
I
just
mean,
want to say he's already then.
all righty then. Yeah, I just want him to go, "It's time to party." PARTY. Why? Because I gotta.
I hopefully he did some cameo lines. I would love
Yeah.
that. I would love that.
I when he gets in the full Eggman, like when he gets the mustache, that actually like that's an okay look. It's a little Sonic 06-y, but I don't
Too
hate.
slim.
Yeah, he's too slim for sure.
Oh,
It's yeah, he is. I mean, Eggman's a rotund gentleman, but he the
Rotund,
mustache
very
thing
nice
and the
word.
goggles do he pulls those off pretty well. And it's just when he smiles, like it's when he does the grin. It's just too much for me.
What? Really?
Yeah,
I thought that was
it's too
probably the
much
best
for me.
part about him.
I get why, because it's Jim Carrey, but it's just, yeah, it's too
I
much.
don't know, like when if you see Dino Robotic in the other cartoons, he has that also sinister grin as why as well.
I mean, I see what you're saying. I just disagree.
All right, well, I don't know. Like the internet is destroying this trailer, and it's so much that obviously the director said that they're gonna change it. Whether they actually do, that's up for debate. And like you said, Tyler, it's coming out in, November,
Right.
which if they're changing the Sonic model, it's gonna affect the entire production of the movie. So I don't know if they will make it. And if they do, it might not be as drastic as fans are
Needs to
hoping.
be. Yeah.
I was talking with Tyler about this on Twitter, and he goes, "Are you calling them liars? They probably will change it." And I'm like, "Yeah, we say that now
Well,
until
they're
they
gonna
actually."
change. So you don't think they're gonna change it for
No,
real?
no. It's like let me finish. Let me finish the conversation that we had. It's like they're gonna change it, and then they're gonna show it, and we're gonna be like, "No, not like that. That's not what we meant."
Yeah,
So,
I agree with that. I agree
because
with that.
remember, someone in that movie production team, which is full of what artists, writers, producers, directors, special effects artists, and everyone, just about everyone in that room apparently said that that version of Sonic was okay. So in their mind, that was the Sonic that they wanted to have in this movie, and some of them said that they were Sonic fans. So you tell me how much they're actually going to change it.
I really do question their faith in Sonic fandom.
So, yeah, I don't know what else to say, but we are going to say one more thing, but it's not what you're probably expecting, because in lieu of this travesty, we are going to talk about our hopes, our visions of what could work as future Nintendo live action movies. So, gentlemen, it's time to be movie makers. Yes, I know that was a sound effect for the Game Maker segment, but this is an offshoot of the Game Maker segment, so we get that music, so shut up. Moving on. So here's what we're going to do. We are each going to pick a Nintendo property that we feel could work in live action, just like the Sonic movie and the much beguiled Mario Brothers movie from oh so long ago, and show how we feel it could work do a little bit of casting, highlight, a little bit of the story. We don't have to flesh it all out. It's a movie. You can just take it off from there and why it would work. And I'm going to start because as a writer myself who wants to make movies, this is something that I would love to do. And for me, the obvious franchise that could work in a live action setting is, of course, Cooking Mama.
Yes.
So it would be
Wait, we all took Cooking Mama?
what?
Did we all pick Cooking Mama?
No, we did
I was
not
kind
pick
of
Mama.
considering.
Oh gosh. Like, no. Okay. Seriously though, it would be Metroid.
Ah, you stole
Met
my pick.
I told you. I told you in
Will,
the
don't put it in
Yeah.
the chat. Oh, okay. Sorry. I was drunk.
So let's be clear here. Tyler is tardy, Will doesn't pay attention, and I'm the host.
We really have a weakness trinity here of Todd needs to remind everybody that he's the
I'm
host,
the host.
even though we all do this every week as a team.
I'm the
Todd
host.
is an egomaniac. I'm always like 45 minutes late, and Will never reads the chat.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What was your name again? No one cares.
Okay, so
Anyway.
I got a backup. Don't worry, I got a backup.
All
Whatever.
right.
Oh,
Yeah. So
good.
I for those who are confused, in the Slack chat that we have for our channel, I said post here what you want to do so we don't have the same thing. And I posted Metroid, Tyler posted another game, and Will didn't listen. So yeah. Anyway, I pick Metroid because Metroid for me has one of the I would say the more simpler stories that you could do because it's just really about Samus being Samus. Out in outer space, kicking butt, taking names, saving lives, and blah blah blah. So let's start with casting. Who would you pick to be Samus Aran? There are a lot
Oh.
of good choices out there, but and here's the trick here is that Samus technically doesn't talk a lot, except for in a few games like Metroid Fusion, where she openly has a conversation with Adam multiple times. So I would go for someone who I know who could convey the toughness of Samus Aran, would be willing to do all the action scenes for her, and of course, obviously stunt doubles via the armor and all that. I'm picking Charlize Theron.
Ooh, yeah, that's a
Because
good pick.
she was Furiosa in Mad Max. She's done other action roles throughout her career. She's done comedy, so I know she can crack a joke. But I want someone who I know who can convey the toughness of Samus Aran, and that is Charlize Theron to a T. And it also helps that she's mainly a blonde in her movies. So, typecasting. Anyway, so as for story, we could go a couple different things here. I could see it as she's hired by the Federation and Adam. Adam would obviously be one of her key supporting role characters to go to a planet. Do an investigation. Could be about Metroids, could be about the space pirates and everything. And it'd be a little bit, it would be action sci-fi, but also be like a mystery. Like think Alien Isolation mystery,
Right,
where
right,
like
right, 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 right.
everything is like, she's walking down and then, monsters appear that she has to fight and she has to show her acrobatic skills. Again, very, very basic, but still very, very compelling because that's really what Metroid is. It's about the exploration of planets. The fighting of bad guys and Samus just being Samus. So, and then of course the final boss, if you will be Ridley, because you gotta have Ridley in a Samus movie. So,
Right, either Ridley or Kraid, if anything
no,
else,
we got
yeah.
Ridley. First movie is always Ridley. You have to do Ridley. It's
All right, all
the
right, all
thing.
right.
Now in the sequel, we could do Mother Brain, which is fine, but the first one has to be about Ridley, and of course Ridley would escape barely, which would lead to Meta Ridley in the sequel and Mother Brain. So. But again, it doesn't have to be much. The reason that Other M went too far was because they tried to put so much story into it and make Samus seem like a PTSD victim, which was fine in context, but not fine in execution. So this is her at her prime, doing what she does best, trying to solve a mystery on a planet, and then just having to deal with all the crap of all the aliens and Ridleys and space pirates that are just happening to come at her. At the same time. So, and the sad thing here, and the is a bit irony for me, was that before my time at Outer Haven, I worked at a place called 2-Dash-Dash, and there was this Metroid fan film being made called Metroid Enemy Within, and it was made by a very passionate group of actors, directors, and Metroid fans. And they had a Kickstarter going on for like this 10-minute fan film. And it looked so good. We were doing everything we could at the site to promote this fan film because it looked really good. They showed us like pics of the armor. We interviewed them. It was great, incredibly dedicated, passionate fans. They had their Samus. She looked great. And I mean that in like she looked like Samus kind of way. She was beautiful though. Anyway, but the sad thing was that Nintendo did a Nintendo and put a stop to the Kickstarter. So it
Ah,
never got to be
okay.
made, and it breaks my heart. And if this was to be made, I would try and get them on the show. I still have all their names and everything, and I would have them do it because they were clearly passionate about Metroid and they would fight to make this work. So my pick is Metroid because I really think it could work, and I'm not the only one who thinks that.
Yes, well, clearly Will also thinks that, and I agree. Metroid is definitely a strong pick. You could go in a lot of different directions. I think when you mentioned Charlize Theron being able to crack a joke, I don't really picture Samus cracking many jokes.
Well, she wouldn't, but it's just like the option is there.
But the option is
The
there,
option is
exactly. I
there.
agree.
So,
Mm-mm-mm,
yeah.
right,
And
right, man.
remember, she's gonna have to have co-stars, like with Adam and everything, and you know she'll do like a deadpan joke. And I feel
Yes,
like Theron
yes,
could definitely do a deadpan joke. So.
yes. Well, yeah, like the yeah, Samus Aran is more or less I perceive her as pretty much a very straight-laced character, and
Yes.
as I said, like the whole inspiration of Metroid again, pretty much is again
Ripley.
reference to the Aliens movie. Yeah, like Ripley, Metroid, yes, and like really is yeah, it's pretty much a tribute to the Aliens movie, and I see like they can really pull a lot from the Aliens movie into Metroid.
Yeah,
So yeah, that's why I
absolutely.
feel like.
All right, Tyler, since you actually listened to me and listened to who you were going to do, let's give Will the time he needs to reformulate his little plan. So please tell me what Nintendo franchise you would like to see in live action.
So Will, you can't pick Kid Icarus either because that is
I read that part. Don't worry, I read that part.
Sure you did, Will. Sure you did. Wink.
So I'm going with Kid Icarus, and admittedly, the plot details are fairly hazy. I think you could just do a retelling of Kid Icarus Uprising because that game is very well. It's a fun story. I mean, I think you could cut out some fat, but I'm thinking it's a traditional origin story of Pit battling Medusa. You get Hades involved, but the thing with Kid Icarus is that opens the door for a lot of comedy, and I know the perfect person to play Pit. And I think everyone will agree, Tom Holland as Pitt.
Yes.
That would be a great casting.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
I thought of that. I was like, oh, that's a winner.
My only complaint would be even though Pitt's age is technically ambiguous depending on the games you play, Holland is a bit tall, especially since he's growing now. So if they were to do this, it'd have to be quick. Because if he
Yeah,
gets too
right.
tall, no
Just
one's going to believe that
get it
he's this
going
puny
now.
angel.
That's true. I mean, it's hard to scale it because Pitt does have such like a child's face, and I think Tom Holland, he's got to be like 22 or something, 23.
I will
I
look it up.
but yeah, he's able to pull off that younger thing, and he can crack the
Wow.
jokes for sure. Now, Dark Pitt, of course, would also
22.
probably have to be as good guess. He would also have to be just Tom Holland wearing like goth makeup, but no. Different direction. Tobey Maguire, who we as we
Oh
all know can pull off a goth character.
I was just about to say, you mean like Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man 3? And there he comes, my gosh.
Yes, absolutely. So you know how the end of Into the Spider-Verse, they have the cameo of, or they reenact the meme.
Yes.
I'm just
Oh,
picturing the
God.
meme reenactment, but it's Tom Holland pointing at Tobey Maguire
Oh, my
and
gosh.
as Pitt and Dark Pitt. So that
Oh,
would be funny.
God. So
Wrong.
For Palutena, another character with a kind of serious side but can also be hilarious, I think Alison Brie would be a good fit for that, from Community and BoJack Horseman, where I mostly know her from. I think that's it. She's pretty. That's a big plus. You could pull it off with the appearance. That's of course critical to the Palutena stuff. But I really like her ability to both throw out hilarious one-liners and yet also kind of be the story's anchor. For Viridi, this is another good one. Todd will love this one. I'm
Oh
going
boy.
with Bella Ramsey as seen as Lyanna Mormont in Game of Thrones.
Oh my gosh, you are my hero. Oh my gosh, that is great.
The she's a child,
Yeah.
much like Viridi, but has the sass and just the. If you have not watched any Game of Thrones, you really just need
Oh
to watch
boy.
some Lyanna Mormont scenes
Yes.
because she is the best.
She was
She's
supposed to be
just.
a one scene,
Yeah.
and then the guys are like, we gotta bring her back, and they did.
Yeah, no, she's like she's actually 16, but she looks like she's 10, and she just is able to tell off all these like fabled warriors, and she's just super tough and just a phenomenal character. I would love to see her as Viridi. For Medusa, I'm going into the Marvel verse again here with Cate Blanchett. The
Ooh,
reason
good
I thought of this
choice.
was because of Hela with the way she wore the makeup and the head mask. I could see her pulling off the snake hair for sure. And
And of
she
course, she's
kind of,
just a great actress.
and she well, she's a phenomenal actress, exactly. And she's experienced in the villain role, so that you got her as Medusa. Hades in Kid Icarus Uprising is a funny character. I could see Will Arnett as Hades.
Oh, see, now you lost it. You were doing so well, and then you bring in Will Arnett. Come
Will
on.
Arnett is amazing, and he would be a
Eh.
great Hades for sure. Will Arnett would rock as Hades. And finally, you'll like this one, Todd. Phosphor of Reedy's leading apprentice, Aaron Richards from Gotham, who plays Barbara Gordon, because she's a little
Barbara
older than
Keene.
Pitt, Barbara Keene. She's a little older than Pitt, as Phosphor is, and she has that wild side, but she also has that spunk and energy that Phosphor has.
I
So
like
that would
it.
be my big seven casting.
Well,
And who would you cast as Hades, Todd?
I honestly don't know. I would have to really think about it. I
There
mean,
is one answer,
I
and that
would.
answer is Will Arnett.
Oh, that's not true. That's not true at all. And for most people, the real Hades is James Woods. Anyway.
I'm really thinking about it. I'm really thinking about it, and I love that pick even more. I just picture him, his Arrested Development, just the ability to just deadpan hilarious lines, and I just the banter between him and Tom Holland would be perfect. Now, visually, it doesn't work as well, but I think that in this age, we've been able to CGI down Samuel L. Jackson to be basically a 30-year-old man. So I think we could pull it off.
Oh, and makeup is amazing nowadays. I mean, look at all the like Suicide Squad and Star Trek and everything. So if they needed to, they could just like make up his face to make it look a certain way. It's not that
Yeah.
hard to.
Ooh. Ooh. Wait. You
Uh-oh.
could go Keegan-Michael Key.
There you
That would be
go.
pretty cool.
There you
That would be
go.
pretty cool. Yeah. Oh man, they're both good. I'm torn between those two now. That be you let me know who you would like, audience, because I think we got a great movie here.
I would like to say I am very impressed with you, Tyler. I mean, I kind of took the easy way out by just picking a movie that only really needs like one main character and maybe like a couple side characters, but you went all out. You thought of every character that needed to be in there. I am very impressed.
Thank you.
Very
Yeah. No,
impressed.
I when I start I love the idea when you pitched it, and I immediately was like, Tom Holland as Pitt. That was it
That
for me.
that's
I was
inspired.
off to the races.
That's inspired choice. That's
Yeah.
fired. All right. Okay, Will, I think we've given you enough time.
All right. So for me, it's kind of going to be an interesting pick, and it has been kind of done before. And this is due to IGN's April Fool's joke. Yes, I'm going to be going with the Zelda one theme. And yes, I get it that a lot of people say Link is a silent character, he doesn't speak, but heck, you never know. It could be one interpretation. But yeah. I'm gonna go with Zelda on this one because, granted, it is the same set in medieval settings. It is definitely also a very easy setting to do, but I feel like this is also a good chance as well. Like, it's been done over time, so we have to at least have experience of how a good medieval setting can be done. I mean, heck, Game of Thrones shows it pretty dang well. So, like, for the most part, for me, like, the one who would probably be best casted as Link, I'm gonna have to go with Orlando Bloom because
No.
ever since he did.
No,
What?
done. That's it. That's all you get. You had one job.
What?
Cast
What's wrong
Link.
with Orlando Bloom?
He's too old. I mean, let's be honest here. Link is meant to be at best teenager to early adult. Orlando Bloom's like what, 40? Come on.
Then who would you suggest then? Who
Plus,
would you
he's such a
suggest? Because
charismatic, like I feel like for a Link character, you just It needs to be a little more stoic.
Yeah, stoic.
Then who would you suggest then?
I honestly don't know. I would actually, I'll throw off an oddball thing. How about an unknown actor? Someone who has no perception put upon them, like they've done with certain Marvel characters and DC characters over time. You know, it would make no pressure about them because Link is such a silent character that if you put someone like Orlando Bloom or give me another big name, like Downey Jr. or Evans or someone like that, they're going to have all these perceptions about them. So put an unknown character into the Link role, and then they'll have no expectations upon them because it's like, okay, let's give this kid a shot.
All right, fair point, fair point. Okay, so some unknown actor then. Fine, fair point, fair point. And for Zelda, I mean, of course, I'm just basically trying to go through all these celebrity lists, and I don't know, like, and please don't kill me, boys, but you think Emilia Clarke would actually do well as Zelda?
Who?
Emilia Clarke.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'd watch her in just about anything.
Yeah,
Same.
same. And I don't hate that pick. I mean,
No.
I definitely, I could see it. Zelda, like, again, Emilia Clarke is, she's great as Daenerys because she has the fire. And Zelda is like, she's calm and wise.
Yeah.
So it's not a perfect fit, but she definitely has the acting chops
Yes,
for it.
but if you think about it, but if you think about her in, like, especially her early seasons, she's much more reserved because she's not grown yet. So she shows she can play the reserved side as well as dragon fire side. So, and Zelda is tough, like especially like Twilight Princess Zelda, where she's like willing to sacrifice herself and you know wield the light bow against Ganon. She's got her fire side, so I think Clark is a good pick. I can live with that.
I
Definitely
mean,
better than
Emilia.
Orlando Bloom as Link.
Sorry. But yeah, like, I was thinking of regards to either Emilia Clarke or perhaps this one, Cate Blanchett.
What is it with you
What do
guys
you
and
think about?
Blanchett? Okay, Blanchett is too old. I'm sorry. This is
Ah,
another age
okay.
thing. Again, young adult.
Okay, then.
Emilia Clarke can pull it off because she still looks very young. So stick
All
with that.
right, fine. Okay, so we'll stick with Emilia Clarke. And forget the big Ganondorf himself. Like, I'm trying to really go through all these. Again, I don't watch movies, so forgive me, Todd.
You are not
But,
forgiven.
like.
You said Orlando Bloom is Link. What the heck were you thinking?
Again, I was thinking about those, and sorry, he was popping me in my first five. Sue me.
Okay, give me your
You could
address.
also, it doesn't have to be live action. You could go animated.
No,
That
I
was.
said live action. I specifically said
Did
live
you say
action.
live action?
Yes, because I was comparing it to the Sonic movie and
Okay.
the. Because if we were doing animated movies, every one of us would have said Smash Brothers.
Well, it'd be. Yes, I almost said Smash Bros. It would be easier to cast voice just based off of
Well,
voice. That's the
starting to
point.
make that Nintendo anime cinematic universe right now, the NCU right now
There,
with Pikachu
I
and
like that.
Sonic.
The MCU. I like that. Anyway, all right, so
So
Ganon, who you got?
okay, don't hang me now, but I'm thinking Jason Momoa.
I could live with
No,
that. I could live with that.
that'd be great. That's a great pick. I like that. All right.
Because like yeah, because I'm basically thinking around his hairstyles and like yeah, he really does. If you style pretty much, he could pretty much be very easily go with Twilight Ganondorf. It seems like because
I
of the
like that.
braids, it feels like.
I could do
So
that.
yeah, like Jason Momoa as Ganondorf. Again, he has that build. He has that aura around him. Just like that scary face,
Well,
pretty for the
he
most
was
part.
Khal
So yeah.
Drogo, and that really helped kickstart his career in many ways. So,
So
and of course,
yeah,
now that
like.
also means that we have a reunion between Momoa and Clark. So, nice job on that, Will.
So yeah, and just like again, the basic proper story is like I pretty much just take the story off Ocarina of Time, and like yeah, I don't know who I'm gonna like will put pick as like the Seven Sages because that's like a whole lot of characters,
That's a
especially
lot of characters.
who will play as the Zora Princess Rito, yeah, all that, and Saria. There's a lot of characters for that, but yeah, so yeah, Link being played by an unknown up and coming actor, and then Emilia Clarke, Jason Momoa, then yeah, that's what I feel. But yeah, so for me, Zelda, it just, again, we've been through that realm before, and sure, again, video game movies have not been done, but a video game movie based on medieval times, we have history with that. I mean, again, Beastmaster, Hercules, Xena, it won't be too far off if you feel, if you ask me.
Yeah,
So,
that's a
like, yeah,
good one.
Zelda.
I love that. I'm a fan of that one.
Okay, I want since we're going Game of Thrones here, clearly in all of this casting, I want to throw one out there for you, Tyler.
Yes.
For Link, what about Alfie Allen, who is Theon Greyjoy?
I could see that if they shaved it, if they, because it's hard when you see Theon,
Yeah, like if
he is.
type in Theon Greyjoy actor and you'll see the first picture and it's him clean shaven. I think it could work.
I
think it
I've
could work.
seen yeah let me get look. I mean, I've seen him clean shaven, but
So,
yeah, I could work. It could, because
could
you get the
work.
hat, you get the tunic on, right?
The hat, the ears, yeah. All right. Well, I'd say that this has been a very interesting set of picks. Again, props to Tyler for going all out on his. So,
Oh, thank you.
Will for somewhat recovering, even though he basically just named out Game of Thrones actors.
Hey, I don't watch TV, so
Maybe you should watch more TV.
yeah,
I prefer watching anime. Thank you very much.
we
Oh
know.
my God.
We know, Will.
You're
We've
one of
seen your
those
Twitter.
people.
Yes. I'm a filthy casual weeb.
Yeah, I know. If you haven't heard our Avengers podcast, that's exactly what I call Will, the filthy casual. He goes, "Who has time?" He literally said, Tyler, which I know you heard this. He goes, "Who has time to watch all the Marvel movies?" And we all went, all of us. 20 movies over how many years is not a lot, okay?
It's true. It's true.
So, all right. So with that, we are ending this episode of the Nintendo Entertainment Podcast. Tyler.
Yes, last week we asked you. I just had it up. I always ask, just I just always get distracted. Here we asked you what your thoughts were on the Persona 5 Scramble announcement. And 55% of you said you were excited for it. So you were swerving me and Todd on this one.
Thanks.
18% of us wanted the original. 18% of us don't enjoy Musou games, and 9% had general indifference, which was my favorite choice. I like general indifference.
Yes. All right. Well, this poll question, we're doing it just based off of what we had. If you could pick one live action Nintendo movie to happen, what would it be? Metroid, Kid Icarus, or Legend of Zelda? And if you feel, and I'm serious about just the three choices, Tyler, because if you at listening have a different idea, feel free to comment and what one you would do, and feel free to cast. We would love to hear your casting decisions. So, and of course, let us know what you think about. Did you watch the Wario vs. King Dedede Death Battle? What do you think about what Platinum Games has going on? Would you be interested in the Forza Streets port on Switch? Are you happy that Nintendo is finally burying the 3DS? And of course, what do you think about the Sonic the Hedgehog trailer? Do let us know. We'll let you know what you all said next week. So, for Tellius Tyler and Warrior Will, I am Triforce Todd. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. We are not out of lives. We have made it to the end of the level, so raise the flag.